Good morning. The Lord be with you. You are very welcome this morning to this act of worship. And particularly can I say to those of you who are here as visitors, welcome on behalf of the rector and parishioners, if you are a visitor. The rector is away today and we look forward to him returning again within the next day or two. But more of that later on in the service. This is an opportunity for all of us to worship together, all-age worship, we call it, and hopefully we can do so this morning and make a joyful sound. We turn then to the order of service. This is the day the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God, here and now. We say together, we are sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit. And live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Well, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Forever. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. Let us worship. Thank you. Now the collect or the prayer of the day. Almighty and eternal God, you have kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We sit for the scripture reading.
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have a place in honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted."
Now, there are many reasons why we come to church to worship. One very important one is the point we're at now in the service, when we can say that we believe in God and we want to serve God as Christian people. So I'm going to put questions, and then there are the answers on the service sheet. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God,
In the name of the same God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you sit, please? Now, there's a little game or competition or whatever we like to call it that probably all of us have participated in at some time or another. And if I'm wrong, you can all shake your heads and say, no, we never heard of it. I spy with my little eye. Is there anybody the other way who hasn't heard of that? So you all know what we're talking about. I spy with my little eye. And at some time or another, maybe some of us have played that game or quiz or whatever we call it when we're traveling on a journey. Boys and girls, you've maybe enjoyed picking things out. Mums and dads and others, maybe out of sheer desperation on a journey when people in the back seat have got very restless. You think there's only one thing for it. I spy with my little eye. And I recall some of the very simple ones. For example, and some of you will come back very quickly, looking around the place in the countryside, driving along, or in the passenger seat, better still. I spy with my little eye something beginning with S. What would that be? Nobody knows in St. Columbus. So I'll try another one. I spy with my little eye something beginning with C. Moo. All right, oh, we're waking up now, we're getting there. And the last one, I spy with my little eye something beginning with H. Horse. That's quite right. And we could go on and on and on. But let's now apply that to St. Columbus. I spy with my little eye. Two or three things here. In fact, four come to mind straight away. First of all, objects in the church. Now, these beginning with a certain letter, of course. And the letter is P. And I'm going to come down the church and turn the other way because the things I'm thinking of are up at this end of the church, the way we're all looking and the choir's looking down this way. Beginning with P, and I'm going to point in case it takes all day. Beginning with P. I can't hear anyone. Pulpit. Right. Beginning with P. Prayer desk. And I heard another one. Beginning with P. They're all over the place. Pews, that's great. And one last one beginning with P. This is not an object. This, in fact, very important because without this particular thing, if I call it a thing, we'd have no service at all. People, of course, beginning with P, they're all over the place. We'd love to have them more all over the place than there are this morning, but it's lovely to see people. I spy with my little eye people and objects in the church. And now I'm going to move on again. This one is maybe a little bit more difficult because I'm going to ask you to turn to the passage which was read this morning. And can I thank Yasmin? Where's Yasmin gone now? Yasmin, well done, Yasmin, this morning. Thank you for reading. Great. Now, we all followed very carefully as Yasmin read. So we're back to I Spy with my little eye. Because there are two words this morning beginning with P-H. Now, I wonder if we can find those P-H. There's one of them I hear. And the other one. Right. Who can spell phylacteries for me? You're not allowed to look. Right. Now, phylacteries. That's a funny one, isn't it? If I said to you, have you got any phylacteries? You might think, what on earth is he talking about? So as I'm talking, I'm putting something on. My wife made these for me yesterday, otherwise I'd be stuck without them. This is a sort of phylactery. Do you see it? And I'll tell you what a phylactery is now in a moment. Do you see the two of them? And if this was a proper Jewish phylactery, it might have also little pieces going from here, maybe to there and up to here as well. And a phylactery is something that the Jewish people, they still use it in some cases when they're praying. Every morning they put this on and they put this on. And why do they do so? Because in there, you see that one? And in there, in that one, there would be a verse of scripture. It might be Love the Lord your God. It could be a verse from somewhere in the Old Testament. It'll always be the Old Testament for the Jews. And as they pray, they're reminded of the importance of those words there and those words that will be in there. And why do they do that? Well, now this is the point when I need a little bit of help. Because words are taken from Scripture. And in the Scriptures, and up comes our volunteer. And in the Scriptures, in the book of Deuteronomy, as we listen, there are these words.
You shall keep my words in your heart and soul, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall also rest between your eyes.
So do you get that? Bind them on your hand and bind them between your eyes. And I wonder why. And I think the reason why is, in a sense, when the faithful Jewish people are praying, they have one here, they have one there. God, please help me with my mind and with my actions to serve you faithfully. So there we have it, phylacteries. But I now want to deal with the other PH that came up in that passage, and I heard it here and there. What was the other one? Pharisees. That's right. Now, the Pharisees, they were very religious people. They were good people, actually, a lot of them. But we keep reading about the Pharisees in the New Testament, and very often it's because they had disagreements with Jesus. The Pharisees would have worn these when they were praying, and many other Jews would have worn those. But the problem is, the Pharisees thought they were better than anybody else. Do you remember the story of the Pharisee and the publican? Pharisee going along with his prayer, with his phylacteries, saying, God, I'm glad I'm not like that other awful fellow there, that other fellow called the publican. They were another group of people. I'm glad I'm not like that. I'm a good person. He's an awful person. And the problem with the Pharisees at times, they thought they were better than anybody else. And they thought if people didn't follow the laws they felt should be followed, then they were no good. They were proud. They were arrogant. All the things that they shouldn't be. And then we come to two more words beginning with P. I think they're in there. Jesus said to them, look here. You must, as you pray with your phylacteries, you must practice what you preach as you tell people about your faith. You are not practicing what you preach. You are preaching about loving God and loving people, and you don't do so every day. So, those two words this morning, I think, teach us something about relationships. Pharisees and phylacteries. Love God and love others with your heart and with your mind and with your actions, and try not to be quite like the Pharisees. And there are, and I'm now going to use another P here, there are three ways in which we can do so. And three ways in which we do so, I think, when we come to worship here in St. Columba's. Remember the letter P this time? If we want to be faithful followers of God, first of all, and we've done it already this morning, and we're going to do it even better the next little bit of the service, we pray. Yes, that wasn't the one that came. We pray. We pray, and we're going to pray. And it's by praying we get to know God better day by day. So just like the Pharisees, just like the Jews, it is important that we pray. And then the second word, we've been singing. What do we call that sometimes? Praise. So we pray and we praise. And the more we can pray, praise, hopefully, the more enthusiastic we'll be about our faith. And then there is one third word, P. And this morning it's not in the service, but I'm going to bring it into the service. Because very often during the service, the letter P comes in again. At nearly every service, when the rector or maybe one of us turns and says to people, let us exchange the peace. And that, boys and girls and everybody else, is very important. Because if we don't share the peace of God, then we are a bit like those Pharisees who thought, I don't want to be bothered with you. You're no good. I'm better than you are. And when we exchange the peace, what we are really saying is that we're all part of the family of Jesus Christ, and we're going to do our best to follow him. So today, We remember those two words again, coming back to them, phylacteries and the Pharisees, and the fact that sometimes they weren't living the ideal life. And then those three words as Christian people: praise God, pray together, and exchange and share the peace of the Lord. That's all I've got to say this morning. I'd like to share the peace of the Lord. Would you? Yeah. Nobody's forced to do anything, but I think it's good. Peace be with you. And now you may all stand up. Peace of the Lord be with you. Peace be with you. And peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I have to announce this now. I think this. Now, as you're exchanging the peace this morning, Rachel has given me a little note to say that there aren't very many children this morning. It's the end of half term. But they're still going to have a go at the next song or hymn. This is the day the Lord has made, number 78. What's going to happen now, they've suggested, is that I think Rachel and maybe the others, they're going to come up to the top. Here we are. And they're going to sing verse 1. And then after that, all of us are going to sing verse 1. The boys and girls are great, and sometimes they're far too good for us. So we do our best after they've sung the first verse. You know, there's the old saying, isn't there? We may be a little smaller this morning, but it's quality that matters. You were great. Thank you. Now remember, that is praise. And we've shared the peace. And now I think, led by Rachel, we're going to pray.
Dear Lord, in Sunday school, we have been learning about the Ten Commandments. So today, we pray for you to help us keep the Ten Commandments. We pray that you, our God, would be worshipped above everyone else and that your name would be honoured. We pray for our mums and dads and all the mothers and fathers in the world. We pray that the culture of death would be broken in all the countries in the earth. We pray that people would honour the Lord by not stealing. And we pray that everyone in the world would love their neighbour. Amen.
Amen.
Following the prayers, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organization. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we offer these gifts in the service of God, we say together, Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. We say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. A few moments' peace in this place. We pray for those who are going through trials of life. And in particular, we pray for those who've been bereaved. For the family circle of George Irwin, whose funeral took place on Friday. And for the family of Mona, we pray for that family as they gather to share that news at this time. May peace be with them. And so may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, rest with each one of us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain with you now and always. Before we sing the concluding hymn, it always gives me certain delight when I can say that the rector isn't here. Not because I want him out of the way, and you don't want him out of the way, but it's so hard to get him to take any time off. And he's off with his family today, and it's lovely, and I hope they're having a time of peace together. He'll return to the parish late tomorrow evening. Maybe you might feel, unless it's terribly urgent, that you might wish to wait until first thing Tuesday morning before you contact him, when he will be back, to use the expression, in harness again. Now, there's coffee this morning, and if there are visitors, we'd love you to share a cup of coffee with us, even if you've only got 5 minutes, and you can see the proceeds, always a deserving cause, and I hope you'll give that support. All the details of events this coming week are found on today's sheet, and you will also bear in mind and note that next Sunday will be Remembrance Sunday. And so, as we come to the concluding part of this service, having praised God together, having prayed to God together, and having shared the peace one with another together, let us sing our closing hymn.